But if there's another Torah, another outside Torah, then you're puzzled. Hibcha v'sarach. Right. Hibcha v'sarach. What's the logic of the Lusharach? It's very important now. It's very important now, the Lusharach. The Rav says that there are two alums, basically, of Lam Hashem Tzvichol Gu. One is derived from the Pasuk Melech Machsheves. Melech Machsheves, Pasuk. That doesn't apply to Chol Olam. He said it earlier. There's another two. Of course, derived from Svara. Another outside Svara, then you're puzzled. It's from Svara. Right. Hibcha v'sarach. What's the logic of the Lusharach? It's very important now. It's very important now, this Lusharach. The Rav says that there are two alums, basically, of Lam Hashem Tzvichol Gu. One is derived from the Pasuk of Melech Machsheves. Melech Machsheves, Pasuk. That doesn't apply to Chol Olam. He said it earlier. There's another two. Of course, derived from Svara. That the two tikkunim, or whatever it is, we follow a major tikkun. The major Kabbalah. Let's do our Kisvah. And that applies even to the Chol Olam. I'm sorry. You should ask for that. I wouldn't go that far. But this, no, this is very important to yourself. Because with this, the stipler, then Tzubas, answers Tosfos Kashya. Tosfos is a fantastic Kashya with no therapist. And the Kisvah answer with this round. So if I and A, Tosfos Kashya, Tosfos. And if I and A, Tosfos by the right Kashya. Tosa says, yeah. Tosa goes to Gemara and he gets stuck. Tosa says, Tosa to Gemara, that the Kaaba is part of the Gemara, that's not Shabbos. Right? The Kaaba is part of the Gemara, that's not Shabbos. Right? The question is, what's going on over here? If the Kaaba is the left of Machsheves, and ancient rule is the left of Machsheves, and the Gemara says in Kriyas, Hanapit to know this whole, the Kaaba b'chavura chayav, misatik nami chayav, as you jump from one to the other, so why is the left of Machsheves able to do for Pater? Tosi has the Kaaba, no terrorist. Right? After all, the Lam Hashem Tzvichol Gu was also derived from, what do you call it? From the Lam Hashem Tzvichol Gu. This is Tosfos Kashya. Says the Stipler, no. And it's an adequate language, that's not true. The Lam Hashem Tzvichol Gu is the dimension of the Lam Hashem Tzvichol Gu does not apply to the Lam Hashem Tzvichol Gu. Same as the Kabbalah of the Flaw. I, the Gemara, said that the Lam Hashem Tzvichol Gu by the Kabbalah is Potter. No! The Bihat Lusharan, it's only the other part of the Lam Hashem Tzvichol Gu, of Lam Hashem Tzvichol Gu, which do I miss tomorrow? So this Ran answers all the caches. But by creating a new category. The two alums of what? Of Lam Hashem Tzvichol Gu. One is Dua Kras Hashem. That does not apply to Chol Olam. What is the Dimisvah? What's the Dimisvah? The Dimisvah is stated in all cases. Even in the case of Chol Olam, even though the Torah Lech Machsheves is not applied in that case. This is the Teretz, which is given by the Yerushalayim over here, and Yerushalayim has extended. Extended. Yes, so this kind of very good text. But what's no text? So this kind of. Let's look at my father, my books. Another way out. That's my books. But for the end, it comes out even better. Comes out even better. Okay. Just for a few minutes, what is the definition of Malach Hashem Tzvi Yom Gufu? It's a long talk. On the Psalmi Dalam out, the Mara one. And they basically come to the conclusion that Malach Hashem Tzvi Yom Gufu depends upon the Mishkan. Whatever they wanted in the Mishkan, that's called Tzvi Yom Gufu. Whatever they didn't want in the Mishkan, that's called Tzvi Yom Gufu. A long talk. And their strong man is Rashi. They keep knocking down Rashi. Falling off. Being cast against Rashi. What is Rashi supposed to say? What is Rashi supposed to claim Rashi says? And Kim Rashi holds that Malach Hashem Tzvichol Gu was only if you were coming to eliminate them. You'd rather not happen at all. That's what Rashi seems to say. So, the truth of Rashi might have amended. in that strict sense. Oh, Chashuva is another way. Rashi didn't mean what Tosfos ascribed to that. Rashi could be very well meant like the Ramban and others. That Malachash and Hashem Guf is a bid which is derived from that Chashuva, alright? There's nothing to do with Mishkan. Tosfos made this thing up. I know the Guf of Mishkan is, what the Guf of Love is. It derives from Mishkan. Don't lose your head, don't lose your brain. Just call the Mishkan. Ramban says, no, use your head. Use it Svara. What is the Guf of Malach in such a case? Svara. So Rashi now on Ramban, it's a Rashi now over, it's negative. So the Svara tells us that the Tfaya called the Guf of Malach. Now I answer the faith going to catch against Rashi. On the contrary, Tosfos is stuck in one of two places. Tosfos is stuck. Where's Tosfos stuck? Tosfos is stuck by Kis Hadat. It only really gets stuck with the definition. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, where is it? The middle is more close enough to sign it down now. Here it is. He says, Zab the kiss, Shalai Khan, who care how to answer you from the group for a while. What does make no sense? Shalai Khan, why the answer from the group? He says, well, Shalai Khan will keep that slow. But if you don't know, you're okay, but the king, you can the kiss. Become upon any trouble at Sazu. The Hinani Sagi, the Yossi, the Khad Gupta. Could he just go sat at home? What does that mean? He doesn't want to sit at home. Now that he wants to leave, he needs a kiss with him. He needs a kiss at home, and he walks out. No good. What's going to talk about? What do they mean? What are they saying? Pull it on. What? Sorry? So, it's something very strange. According to, now, hold on a second. Let me ask you a question. Are you cool? They have a cold, but they got a handkerchief. So, you used to be back and got a handkerchief, pieces of rice, and then, oh, I'm sorry. I'm not sure what you do. I don't want to ask you. I want to ask you to me. If I got a nice mouth, no. The kids are gone, I need a handkerchief, I'd be able to blow my nose drips. No. Or I'm a king. What am I getting so tired of a king? Okay, a king, he goes out of his apartment, he goes to the hall. So then he goes outside. So when he goes outside next to the key, what's the other? He doesn't need the key. He needs the key here. No, only one thing. He's going to leave it around. So he has to take it with him to walk. So where's your line? So I saw that the Talisman shot, only in the case of the Zav, In other words, it's only Akira's proof book, Akira's favorite, with the problem of Java, because you want it. Here you only want it, so it's nothing.
It's not like it's a key in
the pocket. Yeah, well, it's a key in the hack in the pocket. The truth is, I just didn't believe it, that was a shot. It could be a shot. Could be a difficult absorbent. So, you know, the whole story of absorbent also grew. That business. And whether you don't know, you stuff about absorbent. Bring out those that days. But some love of guru. Does it not really change anything? If you need it outside, so maybe you can change it. Say if I have a baseball bat at home. Take the baseball field. Take the baseball bat to the baseball field, you make it ineffective to kick it in the baseball bat. But then the baseball field is functional. But here it's not. The market's playing in the house too.
Okay.
So also maybe we'll be looking at it. No, I mean, according to all this, isn't it true? That an action of the key is not just to the loop? I'm allowed to listen to Israel. Why should I take a man for it? Fantastic! At least you know exactly what I want.
Is the key
really
the same? You can't make it different. You sometimes you sense that you have to have the key with you and you want to go. You just can't.
I mean, no, the key doesn't
serve
the
key
at
home,
not
because
of
all
in
the outside.
Rashi learns, of course, in that debate, like he says that, he didn't want to deal. He didn't want, this is what they disagree with, because of the idea of Rashi, it's all, what? He didn't want to be that. What's that mean? So, yeah. So Tosa shots on that debate, compared to Motzi Mita, in order to be Motzi Meis afterwards. And he says, the quantum Rashi be cut. I believe it. If I person carries out of Meis, he cut it into a loop, the permission to be marked. What did I carry out? I first carried a stretcher from the hospital into a house. So that an hour later, he takes his Meis out. There's still a chance to carry the meat of the Mita from the hospital to the house, don't touch your room. You'd rather go to the door. I tell you, see, don't come to Tulsa Shop, and Tulsa to the tomorrow, don't be tomorrow. This is Steve, you told the size of the house, but it's the bug. Yes, but it's the same thing. Does anyone ask the cash for Steve to Tulsa? Tulsa to the bug, not Tulsa Shop. But Steve and Tulsa are not on that side of that. Totally different definitions. I was stuck with that cash. I had no terms. Shterbot? This is a hard suit, I told you, this is a hard time. How long for the night, just to review, we passed like Rabbi Yud, like the Shimon, and against Rabbi Yud, against the temple of the Rambam. The Rambam passed him the what that the Lord of Shemesh will do for his life. This leads us to the world famous cash. How can I ask him that Papa is Musa, so not how she is Musa, but from Saar. The Morris is based on what? On Reb Shimon's view of Rav Shimon Gufa, so on the Rabbana, Rabbana Saar, Rabbana Saar, Rabbana Saar, Rabbana Saar, right? So everybody has to cash. So the Magad Mishra is, don't play the Rabbana, play the Shmuel. Who's Shmuel? Because Tosh Rav Gimel, because the Shmuel is the old school, the Shmuel of Rav Shimon Gufa side. Rav is in a higher spot, Shmuel Kotel, or Zvan and Shmuel, whatever Shmuel, whatever you say, I say. Don't play the Rav. Look, what does Shmuel say? This is meant to come. Yeah, man. Rav and I don't start. Rav is in yeah. What's the text? So if Chaim, you have the text, that's from Chaim. If Chaim says that Shmuel is marked as a double shame of the scabby. The segregation is low nicholai. It's a segregation low nicholai. And that's why they're over here. Segregation low nicholai. The Rambam is a segregation low nicholai. Could we say that wouldn't have any people in segregation at all? Okay, why did the Gemara map it only based on what? On ancient Hebrew. Who's speaking there? Rambam! Rambam is called like a mule in a double shame of the scabby. It's tired. So therefore, he was forced to be matter based on what? And that's your Laguf. But the Rami all, that's your Laguf is higher. We matter based on the name of Skabi. And Segration Lalichoy, on no Segration at all, like we said in the Kevin's Mishnah, should be more of a Christmas. So time stands. Then Stifler, this would work, but by Mappus Murs, they could possibly argue that the name of Dabash and Skabi. We asked the question last week, why did the Skabi come from Skabi? A chilus in a nekev and a pesach and a bar, a toaster he said in a chukim. Teda slachosh. Teda slachosh. Why did Rav Hashem start? He's not a shwani. He's coming there to trap the snake. I can say that to you. Why did Rav Hashem start?
That's what somebody like from the answer to the Rambam, that it's not said at all. Say this when you want to say if you want to trap it, you don't want to trap it. You want to trap yourself away from it. You want to keep yourself away from it. You want to keep it away from it.
What are you saying? But sometimes Kavana is a condition of the Etzem HaMelach. That's what you're trying to say, no? That's the Rishon to say, I want to say. We discussed it, that is our last day, right? So it's our Chliyat, we had it. The Magad Nish talks about Tziruf, the Belinda of Tziruf, in the case of Tzarek. The Rad said it when it comes to Hadassah. You don't need the Tikkun, it's not considered a Tikkun at all, it's not a stunt. Yeah. So what's the reason? This is something very important. So the Stipe and other religion can go. It's like this. Why are you not considered a Tikkun? All these cases. You suggest, because the Stam and the other is not a Tikkun. Stam, if you don't need it, it's not considered a Tikkun. But he claims this is only according to who? According to Rav Shimon. But according to Rav Yehuda, we don't care. Take for example, he quotes the Ne'ili. The Ne'ili is something very interesting, that's called Gimel, the Sugi we saw last week. Remember that we saw it? It was 2 weeks ago. And we saw both of the two last night, was. But the question is, the Yisrael Shamaki. So the Gemara that says, Rabbi Shimon's trouble like Yahuwah. The post says, if you're going to come at fixing up taking on the bed, not going to take it at all, so why not Rabbi Lezer Shimon's trouble like Yahuwah? And then therefore they not going to take it on the bed. They say it's Rabban and Zip, remember? And the Rosh Hashanah did that before last week. The Rosh said, well, it depends what may happen on. But here's something that the Meiri is about this. The Meiri says, Shurab Yehuda Osa Eino Miskavim Ki Miskavim. Barayuk Ki Misakin Lahakshim. What's he say? If I pull off the barrier of Nadas, so it's not a ticket at all. It's not a ticket. Finished. I don't need it. No ticket whatsoever. And why can't the Meiri do this? Continually, could be a ticket. Maybe it might be a ticket. So it's always there was a ticket. As a Yehuda sheep. That's how the Yehuda says, not to give that I thought might depend on himself. But actually, we're all going to have that. Okay. I thought the same thing. That Yehuda should depend on himself. That being the case, we send the Rambam. Rambam passed that Mamas Mursa, Tedas, Ramash is probably. You know why? Because it's not a ticket at all. Not a ticket. Not a little ticket, period. I am not a little ticket. So why call the beauty aside? Same as the beauty. The beauty says, like, put them on the Hadassah, put them on the barracks, not call the ticket. But the beauty says, call the ticket anyway. This is what the suggests the possible terrorists to shoot us around. It's a possibility. If you look at the Bi'al Lacha, it's a Mishin Tazayim. Siv Zayin, he talks about the Rambam as well, and he suggests that the Zadok is a Misaseh B'Alma, I think that it's just going to consider him a Misaseh, not even trying to do anything. I have a Gemara against it. The Gemara says that based upon a specific tour, so there's a little discussion about it. You don't need so, and you don't need so, and there's a long discussion. The whole book of it. Mamas Mursa, Lassus Negev, Lassus Negev, Osa Negev. You look, you should have Zion, you should have Zion, you should have Zion, you should have Zion, you should have Zion. Some others suggest that I told that you were going to look at the plan, what are you going to do with Tehra Tanakh? That's how I do that. I quote Tehra Tanakh. The last one in mind, the third character about Gachela Shalmat Shalek. And he quotes Tehra Tanakh in the fourth of the line. Do not quote that again. Take a look. That'll be a character. Okay. more to say, but it's very hard. Maybe next week we'll go to the next topic, which is round people. Right? Round people? So forth. Do you want to go back to say the mice are doing about what? The whole safer. We'll talk about that. If you have a little chance, that's a Mishnah. And a Kukkot, I'm an out. From Shim and Anas on post, the Oshel Zvi al Gabi, Shishiza Tev al Migdal, Shem Zvenet Ba'ur, Meishu Mechai, Yosef Mechitza B'chol HaKev, and they will learn and they come to Shishu Mechav, I was like, Rabbi Yossi also the Picheres Kadosh and Malay Mayim, Misha Ein Yechol Le Mechav al Zahor, and his Bakar Mechav al Zlek. So what should be the Machlokas? Mechol is a Machlokas, and the Grand Kibbutz also Grand Kibbutz Mutter. Pashu Pshah. How do we pass from the Halacha? How do we pass from the Halacha? So the Poskim also pass from the Halacha that Grand Kibbutz is Mutter. The Mordechai sits in the back and it's in the Shim Tzadi Tess and the staff. It's only because of the Mokham Seif. That's not the case of the Gemara, it's the Mokham Seif. It's in around Mordechai from the Shim Lama Dalat with her base. Only look at the number of stages. Now, a long discussion in Poskim exactly what the definition of grum. I'm not going to go into it because it's very complicated. There's a whole book about this. It's called Maisa Grum of Ahalot. We have Levi of the Kalkrin from the Machon and Yerushalayim. And there's a lot of complications here. Chazanish talked about it. One important, which is a standard question of what's the Machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi? My message before the Machlokas is for the Grand Kibbutz Yossi, Grand Kibbutz Mutter. Actually, the Gemara doesn't have to say that. The Gemara that comes off in the days is the main version of Rabbanan Stavri, Grand Kibbutz Mutter, Rabbi Yossi, Sali, Grand Kibbutz Yossi, or Yip Chashanina, Kale, okay? So the Gemara says, "Steve Rabbanu Rabbanu Yosef Yosef." Gemara says, "Asiyu the Yosef Gram Ashari Yom Yochanan Iksiv Lo Satzik Hamalacha." Asiyu the Yosef Gram Ashari. So why does Rabbi Yosef argue? My answer is, "Mitov Shadon Bol Amamono Yisharis the Yosef Chabuye." Interesting. So apparently the impression of the Gemara that everyone agrees, Gram Kibbutz is with everybody. Why did Yossi ask for Xer? She'll let him do Grand Kibbutz before you turn around, because it's bold, he'll do Kibbutz Mamish. That's the shot. So the Chazon Ish, he doesn't understand why some Poskim seems to quote them. Locus, Grand Kibbutz, also Kibbutz Mutter, Machlokes Tanoim. Is it not true? Is it not true? And because it's not true, the Kash gets to Rambam. Now, about all Shmuel's over here, the rock quotes, how you distinguish between our Gemara and the Parakira? Not them, not the Parakira. Tochos. It's a long toast there about. So this point is said the Rabban is wrong. I think that the Chazon Ish, although he says Kash seems to be good from the Gemara, look inside. It's the thing I don't want to go into now. What's the definition of Grum? Look at the Rabban and the Rabban. Parakir at the end. Sarah, the question said that although the Gemara is to confirm that which is stated by the Chazon Ish, it really can't be the Chaladeus. If you look at the Rif and the Rush, Rif and the Rush both said, the Rush calls the Rif, of course. But let's look at the Rabbi Yossi, Ella the Tanakama, the Grand Kibbutz Mutter. The clear impression of the Rif is that in reality, the Machlokes between Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi is what the Grand Kibbutz is also about, as we read at the beginning. So the question of how old the Rif do with the Gemara is, what do you, don't ask Kash on the Ram and the Rambam, the Rif said it already. And he said it straight out, nothing was a, he assumed it in order to have every shot. Isn't the Rif against the Gemara? The Gemara said that they all agree Grand Kibbutz is about, they're only arguing about what? They're arguing about whether they're exam or not. So I thought, no, the Rif held up Tachnashu, the Maskon, the Machlokes, the Grand Kibbutz, I think the Gemara is Kasha. Rami Rabbi Yossi, Tanya, Reisha, Hashem, Kotzalo, Abusar, Oren, Lo Yukatz, Lo Yosef, Lo Yanav, Amati, Nelfis, Zdano, Tzvusha, Mitzvah, Yikara, Lo Gemri, Yor, Vital, Lo Yosef, Man, Lo Yor, Vital, Lo Kedarko. So the question is, Mat Kodesh Shashik. So the question is, will you stop? So Rabbi Yossi, Yor, Grammat, Mutter, how you explain Rabbi Yossi's view of Tal, Lo Kedarko? There's no answer. Because this is the only answer to give up. So it occurred to me, another possible answer, to go, the one that really gives the Farish. Because the Gemara has to catch the Rabbana, the Rabbana. And the Gemara goes to a long discussion with Hatzitza, etc. The Gemara Bona comes out, the Rabbana sound like Tzvila with Vana Lad Mitzvah, and the Yosef says Tzvila is on the Mitzvah. Do you give me a word to say it? So perhaps they're able to learn that the Gemara comes out on its own. The Yosef, Tzvila is on the Mitzvah, that's the other catch too. What was the other catch? Catch was, the Yosef, the old Rama's Osir, how many permit going to the mikvah. Could be that all the tefillahs are in the mitzvah, so it's Rabbi Nesson don't belong to the mikvah. Tefillahs have to go into the mikvah, in the mitzvah. And therefore, we permitted to go into the mikvah even though it caused the mechikas Hashem. Just trying to explain the riff. The riff seems to be against the Gemara. The Gemara said that the machlokes, everyone agrees about Kibri is also is mutter. They're only fighting about it today. And the riff said, no, they're fighting about whether Kam Kibri is also mutter. So if Kam Kibri is also a Yosef, what do the Gemara's kasha? No teretz. There is no other teretz for teretz in the Gemara. I'm suggesting that the Gemara says at the end, if you're Rabbanan, might directly be an alternative answer to Rabbi Yossi, which would obviate the need to say Rabbi Yossi, all the Gram Kibri is Muslim. To be trapped in Rish and in Rosh, this could have out the Ramban as well, against the Kabbalistic Kashi. Okay, if you look at another Mepharshim, we can be shown in Achronim exactly what is considered Rama, what's, we say the Master of Rama, he talks about it less. I don't want to get into that now. Too complicated. It's very complicated. We have to look over all the sugyas. It goes beyond the you know, the idea of our discussion. So what exactly is wrong? Okay. Fine. Okay. Now the Tosfos over here, a bunch of important Tosfos on the Gemara. The Gemara's over here, on a couple of days, the Gemara says, Nerisha gabi tabla v'naza tabla v'no fellas. So kapsa kapsa. Omer read the night, let the Shemen be there. The Shemen be there, chayar shere shoke to menu, we can stop in the menu, the chayar shere mechabe. Mechabe. You can't shake it around, you shake it around, you mechabe. Now, the Tosfos called Yerushalmi. Well, Yerushalmi looked about the Ner Shekhov. Well, so the Ner went out already. But the Ner went out already, so then according to Yerushalmi, there's no problem with Q, the Ner went out. Now, the Ramah quotes the Yerushalmi, thereby implying that the candle is really glowing, it's still lit. You may not move it. Hans Mishnah Brewer says that the lush of the Ramoyah and the implication that he asked you by Ner Shabbat, you buy a candle for wax. Problem is, what's the problem over there? What should be the problem of wax? See, when it comes to oil, when you tilt it, so the oil moves, those kind of things. When it comes to wax, then what moves? There's no reason, there's no cure. So I don't understand it. The Ramoyah may have said it, but I don't understand why it should be so. Could be never really meant. Now, the Mishnah Berurah further points out that only Niur is gracious. This is a gracious sign. Niur, to move it, the Nair. So, but the half of the Nair that he puts in, to move it slowly, is what the Mishnah Berurah has. Steady hand. Look at me, some movement of the molecules, but a little bit has to be. Physicist. He says, oh, you're so nice. Patronist, he wants to be mounted. You want to go in an elevator and chance. The whole question is, you have the confidence, what we referred to earlier, the Maestro Brahma, he answered going down an elevator. Up, yes, or down, no? Why? So he says, if we go down, the way we hope the elevators are run today, look, there's a tremendous amount of energy. Again? Which is exists when the first goes to the 20th floor to the first floor, all the, you know, the gravity, you know, the energy which is supposed to make it weight shouldn't be wasted. Why should be wasted? Right, the energy is produced. So what the most systems do is they harness the energy of the person, which is caused by his weight going down, in order to help power the elevator. I mean, power the elevator, to start it, to stop it, all this is required power, electric power. But they use the harnessing weight caused by the person to achieve it. So going down, going up. The going up, so that problem exists. Going up on the problem, the elevator goes up, but it's more energy. It's more energy just for the person. That's a question of that. Yes or no? But you're talking about makeup on that. Going down is your energy, mama's making a change. You're powering the elevator to a certain extent. So for the Dhamma was hot that panakul over here, after all. That's right. He had a big kiddush. Among other thoughts of makeup on, but the one big kiddush is you do something in Shabbos, and it causes no net change. Nothing has changed. It's all the same. No different. Nothing has changed. Everything's exactly the same. Even though now the thing is going to happen in a somewhat different way, not call them alone. This is right. But until now, it was going to be the molecules 1 to 10 million that were going to cause the fire to burn. Now the molecules 10 million to 20 million. Because I moved it around with it. Doesn't matter anyway. There's no change. Don't have to bother with what it might have been, it would have been. There's no problem. The bottom line, nothing's different. Huh? Well, he brings an interesting line in the post who said that there's a puddle, a tree in a puddle. Right? So you want to watch until it's a diamond child. And this is some things that grow, you can't do it. Let's say there's a tree in a tremendous puddle already. And there's so much water there that the water would gradually seep to the tree. There's so much water that if you let it seep straight left out there, it would still be sleeping. There's still more water coming. So you wash over there, it's wooden. Plus, it's just a crack on the thing. Why? Because you didn't do anything. How do you know? Who said that water's going in and your water will stay on top? That's not true. The water will mix up. There's no net change. It's right. If you would be in the other, it's about a shadow over there, right? It would be ghosts. Stops before 20, 19, 18, 17, 16. And you go in. Everything's happening exactly the same way. Only what? Instead of it happens totally through the power of the outside, you somehow force to create some of the power. But there's no net change. That's one of his throws to make. But he has some other throws to throw towards it. For example, it's only growing. Because what's growing mean? Time delay, right? I'm doing something now. Later on, I won't go in now. And 10 seconds later, when the elevator closes and starts to move, my power starts to work. Power of my way. It's only growing, which makes it invisible. Then he throws in Zayoko with Anayoko because the elevator itself could go down, you can't go down. The elevator, you were in the elevator, it would go down, right? And if you would go in and the system would be working, it wouldn't go down.
Only a fleet up.
So what? You need Zayoko with Anayoko, you need...
The knife
is a tool in his hand, right? There's not, there's a system that's intended to the person. You said that should only work by another person. Okay, so he has a kiddush, not by another person. Could be, he's right. I'm not sure. So he's made going down elevators. It's very important, because people do it all the time. It's fun a libra tzchus. Because after all...
It's only Shabbos. Cool.
I mean, that... It's only Shabbos. Push the button over, you can press the button. Shabbos card. It's a donut. Shabbos card. Goes on every floor, goes up and down all Shabbos. Hold on, tell them how to show, huh? I think so. Vada. The whole of Tathagata Narasya. Never been away. Neither have I. But probably all these other hotels have these Shabbos celebrations. It was a mamish, and if you want it, if you're a woman, it may not even happen. A lot of you just lost your thoughts. Okay. Fine. Now, okay. Then, the next house is also important. Talks about Hosea Mano Kedata. So he quotes Rashi's Kedata as Ein LeFarash for three reasons. Ein LeFarash Shem Kibbutz the Ruach Dachori Adelis. Well, it talks about opening and closing a door, which has a candle on the back. So Tosha says that it's a question of the door itself, and they quote another Ein LeFarash, which is Rashi's interpretation. That is cool. It's the wind. Very complicated series of questions against Rashi's required analysis of the text. I'll just tell you one hint. Look at the Kavod Asana on the back of the Rashi. He says that's the way we see. The Rashi doesn't mean a wind blowing. Rashi means the wind which is created by the door. If you move a door, then the creator creates the wind. But you make that assumption, all the characters are actually full of the mail. You look at the Kavod Asana. It's the image of Shach Rashi. Okay. There's one more nakuda in this Indian over here, Brahma. And that is the next Tosfos. The Gemara talks about Hosea Adam Delas Tenegan Amadur Vishabas. He opened a door opposite a bonfire. So lie the Abai. Abai didn't like it. So what's going on? It's real Mitsuya should be mutter. It's a real chain of Mitsuya which kicks up the flame should certainly be awesome. Well, since the olive oil Mitsuya, Master of the Gazvina, Master of the Low Gazvina, it's a real Mitsuya. It doesn't make such an effect on the flame. It's a real chain of Mitsuya kicks up the flame. Everybody is exhausted. The question of whether they can say Mitsuya or Tawain of Mitsuya. There's Tosis. Took a sorrowfully Zorish for the Torah Hadela to Tanea Madura. I feel it will work with Suya. Okay, because they may cause exactly what you do. What? What about closing the door? You can't open the door, because it will cause the fire to blow higher. What about closing the door? What's it in? So Mr. Bruce made it. Why? Because it's not. Mr. Bruce explains. Ray Chan's answer cutting it out. He's not causing it, doing anything. Because he's not Mechaber. Why? All he does is stopping the wind from coming. The mail and Techaber, Techaber. If it'll go out, it'll go out. I'm not doing anything. I'm just stopping the wind from coming.
It'll go out or it'll go
up? It'll go lower. Right?
It'll bring water. What about the fact that it'll bring water now?
So, this leaves the Sefer Maaseh Grammar to all yourself. This is the source of all the fancy equipment that you may be reading about. It's good to know where it comes from. This kasha, this Mishnah Berurah. Because the chorus is a steel. We usually pass in us what we call Hasara Samalanea. It's us. Removing a barrier is us. For example, the Gemara says earlier, when it comes to the fish, actually, it's very there, remember that Gemara? If the water is here and I pull away the cover, and the water goes in, gets heated up, then I'm higher. When I come up, I have to take care of the seal. Right, they pulled it away, and the water went in, I'm higher. Right? So here too, if I close the door, should be us. So, the nice and grungy, the following terrorists. There's Hassar, Samonea, not allowed. But, as he puts it, Iku, Hanonea, Mirovo. What? What does this mean? This means the fire is preventing the wind is preventing the fire from dissipating. Right, it's a wind blower, a roaring wind coming in. This wind is blowing in. This wind is preventing the fire from being kind of lowered. Right? When I close the door, I'm preventing the wind from coming in. Right? So is that, so what is that called? That's called, not called samasara samanaya. No. It's not, I'm not removing the monaya. I'm preventing the monaya from getting there in the first place. So you may look, all you saw based on this, that when it calls Ikuraminam Ilovo, is Hetagama. And this is what the all you have to see, the gramophone, all those kind of things, all that kind of stuff. It's all based on this. All these contraptions. Basically, so Ikuraminam Ilovo is different than Asarasa Monaya. Again, it's a little bit complex and detailed. People look at the same for Maisa Gama Ilovo, you'll see. I don't know. One final clue which is really relates to Kibbutz in general. Tells keeps quoting the Gemara here that if someone takes away fire from a oil from a menorah, he's chayav shem mechaber. The question is why? It's the grama. It doesn't go out right away. Grama is mutter. So why is chayav pull away oil from the menorah? It's a question. It's not close to the Russian base. And that Gemara, that's our base. Tos, you can't take it. Put the fire out because that's not totally grown. So tell us what you pull. This is after those being physicists. When you take some of the oil away from the pot full of oil, there's an immediate dimming of the flame. The candle light is dimmed immediately in those circumstances. So let's try to explain this based on, use a fancy word, oil pressure? No. Stop it, maybe just take it out after. The Rush says in Beza, there was possibly being on the Rush. Oh yes, I am because it makes it go out earlier. Then it's supposed to be because of the bottom of the candle. They discuss it. But the Tos says yes. There's no effect. But the Rush, no. Why is it rum? So the answer is, then I got circuits, but the Rush answer, not the Tos test, but not on the base. And the mission of the Benjamin Lincoln.
No, even though it's not immediate. That's Rashi Chief. Even though it's in Yucha, even though it's not immediate, since I'm taking away fire, oil, which has been the Yucha to light this fire, and take it away, that itself is an act of people. Not called the Grumma, it's called Kibbutz Mamash. Chazanish can't buy it, you don't understand it, if you sell, you may not have Rashi ever meant it, if the Rashi ever meant it. One of the typical maneuvers, everyone uses Tosis. It can't be. It's against the Rashi or I is Kiddush, it's Rosh for Kiddush. He was there. It's an ancient people. Okay. This is just the kids of the Master Grover business to look at the safer there. Wanted to give you a little familiarity with this young. Now we get to the really next topic, which is Amil and Ophi. That's really a hard topic. So, we know that Amir and Ophi Shavuos in the Gemara tells us. You can't tell a girl to go up for you on Shabbos. Why not? What's wrong? So the various explanations given in the Rishon. The Rambam says, when you tell him to do it, next thing you'll do it yourself. Rashi says, Ruush Lupo, Spatinian Shlia. I am Shlia, so not please, what did the Farshim explain later? The Lechom was Yeshiv is enough. Some quote Rashi Chumash quotes in the Chilta. There's a zimmer. The Gemara, and at Kuf Nun, sees for a different reason. It's the Dabra Dabra. The Dabra Dabra, you say, tell the guy, put the line on. Pharaoh is putting on. You're speaking about Malacha to be done. And now I have to figure out Malacha from Shabbos. The Dabra Dabra, the Shloi, the Baruch Hashem Shabbos, to the Baruch Hashem Kol. Alright? So I made a total of four different reasons which are run around over here as far as Issa Malacha, Issa Bamil and Nafi is concerned. So the Dibur is not is a Dibur per se. The Dibur makes the Akhana, Akhana them into it. They said that's the only way out of the Mother of God. Hakana was where it's not clear. Hakana is what's the Hakana Lalinka, take a walk. That's where I'm walking, how I'm walking. It's not clear. It's Mutta. And never asked Hakana like this. So the Dibur is not is a Dibur per se. The Dibur makes the Hakana, Hakana them into it. They said that's the only way out of the Mother of God. And all the popular are against the Mother of God. And how many lies are you right? I think that Dabba 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 Could be Dabba Dabba probably talking about, I don't know, what matters?
Does the Kumar
say that it goes from the Asana Shabbat 5 and 5? Well, that's where you're doing the Dabba Dabba Dabba. We're doing the plain act, which is for the purpose of it. Sleeping is not Mama Shabbat, it's just, it's for, well, it's to prepare the village. Yeah? What's the case then? That's a bad example. That's no. It's a way to the Yazid for the Rebbe. Yeah, okay. Good. I'm asking. I think it's worth it. So now Dabba Dabba, if it's only to the Dabba Dabba, so you look to the Dabba Dabba. Good question. Excellent question. I'll get to it. Yeah. Oh. It's another sort that's thrown out by the some of us will say, and he doesn't achieve anything, so they want to see what I'm saying. It's still a wish of struggle, I think. The only reason why it's also there is because it's not accomplishing anything. That's how you answer some of these kashas. It's for no reason, it doesn't achieve anything. So the Lush is smart about the Bunga's attacks. Your case, it is. They don't need it.
That was
destroyed
by the
Okay, but alright. We're just trying to defend him against all the other kashas. No right, no kasha. Better that Kasha is not solid, so much better than a Shreya Bunga. Yeah. Now let's discuss the question of Amir and Nafi in two cases which are not direct. One, it's not, I mean, not total. One, we tell him on Shabbos the Melach on Matzoy Shabbos. Two, we tell him on Erev Shabbos the Melach on Shabbos. And what should we do in these cases? The class one, we don't have to tell him on Shabbos to on Shabbos. What about these two cases? So what do you say? I don't know the reason, right? So the first one pointed out there, and Ezer, others, that as far as the Dabra Gova is concerned, it depends when you say it. If you say it on the Torah, the Shabbos, no Dabra Gova. If you say it on the Shabbos, or what's the Shabbos, there is a Dabra Gova. As far as the other reason is concerned, it's a Shlichus or what else about it, then what's the other way around? You tell him on Shabbos, what's the Shabbos, no problem. He's not doing anything on Shabbos. You tell him on what? You tell him on Erev Shabbos, the Shabbos, it was Shabbos. There are no reasons you really can't start the pinpoint. If they may do it, it's the kind of depends when he does it, no? Also should be probably with the Stavish if you know when he does it, because it's an argument and an argument. Good. So the mice, both reasons are true. So it's us, both of us. It's us for Erev Shabbos, the Shabbos. It's us for Shabbos, the Moshe Shabbos. So he says, the Shabbos. Not only as Erev Shabbos. It's us Erev Shabbos to Shabbos, but not Shabbos to Matzoy Shabbos. Wait, what's wrong? I'm telling you, you make a mystery, Shabbos to what? There's only Matzoy Shabbos. I can also do Matzoy Shabbos. What's wrong? Yeah? Now we come to the big question of remnants. Everybody knows about the Shabbos guy, you tell them the hints. Where's it come from? Can't make a mark, it's not. Cook up all for now. The mark is up there. I'll be the leg, you two, Loma, call him a chave and a masa. That's all the sugi. That's it. It's a country. Call him a chave and a masa. One line.
With leg, though.
Under extreme conditions, you'll have to say, call him a chave and a masa. Whoever puts out the fire won't lose. Nope. Kind of the difference between telling him, put out the fire, and saying, whoever puts out the fire won't lose. Okay, I'll buy that. First of all, the one with the leg. One with the leg. So, the Shemana of Pagan passes, that's only with the leg. This kind of a head only works with the Malkum of the leg. You're going to have some Dado, Macham gave you a leg. What is the Shemana? Well, now you're on Shabbos, I can't go over to a guy and say, Kola, Macham is a Ola in a mouse. No, but fly off on rules. That would be an issue. No, it's not Malkum of the leg. Now, says the Shulchan Aruch that a person may go on to a guy and say, Mr. Jones, how come you didn't come last Shabbat at 10 p.m. and turn the light off? Similarly, right? You're saying, what you're in effect saying is, Jones, if you count that o'clock, this time at the plaza, you won't lose. Take care of it. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, well, you can't do it on Shabbos, but you can do it for Erev Shabbos. Mechav. Shin Zayin Shin Beis. Why? So I understood it the following way. What's the difference between the case where he tells him Kabeh or Kol HaMacham and Amasa? So Rashi says, Kabeh lo aminah del Shalom say Shluch HaMalash. Shluch HaMalash. But Kol HaMacham is not without the other. It's not called a Shliach if you don't tell him what to do. Even though everyone knows what you want, it's clear that where you're driving at. Since you never mentioned, you should do it. You're talking purely in third person, therefore it's not called a shlichus. We already got the spectator in third person. But tell us on Sulis. The Gemara Sulis is stated in the parish. Well, Sulis told a guy over there that his wife should have a northman. He hires a parnas, he hires a trustee to feed his wife. Think about a parnas, who said to have it? And to the Gemara, Mama Kalazan and Amas. says Tos, sorry, this is the third person. If he says, Im at tot kazun lo tapsit, if you are supporting your laws, that's not allowed. That's label the shlips. So the final events. So Mishnah Berurah Kvar said over here, Shabbos, that's all the same. So you can't tell a guy, if you put out this light, now you won't lose. That's already considered shlips. Third person, whoever puts out won't lose. Even if all the guys in the room, it's impossible to say. No one else knows, me and the guy. I say, whoever puts the light out won't lose. Obvious, I mean him. Still
look.
Right, same thing. No. So why can't you do it here? Why are you guys only brought there when? The mad leg, huh? Mad leg. The answer is, there's another dimension over here. Sorry, the dimension of Shlichus, you already have a Dabadam. The Dabadam is discussing a Malacha, not Stam. Britain is shooting cannons at Argentina. That's the Malacha shooting cannons and stuff. But it's not the Malacha worry. Who cares? We're not going to shoot or not shoot to the one I'm discussing. Right? But over here, you're discussing the Malacha with what's the matter? You're discussing it with a very practical thing in mind. Saying whoever puts out the fire won't lose. Maybe you go put it out. So down it up. It's a deeper on Shabbos in order that someone should do with us. So the technically it's not Shlivus. With Dabba Dabba, but Friday's not with Dabba Dabba. Now, if this is true, what would it be if someone would do it on, say the same exact thing, on Shabbos and Motzoi Shabbos? On Shabbos he would say, whoever puts out the lights at 10 p.m. won't lose. Why is he saying that? It's simple. He's a shul. No one was a shul in a bad neighborhood. The guys should take care of their neighborhoods and so they don't come back from the Kumar. And there's no Shabbos box, so they're going to make a special trip to the lights out of that. So the other person right at 10 o'clock at night won't lose. What should they be about for this? So I thought what it is has to be us. Why? They'll tell me that this being done once in Shabbos, there's no shlichus. There's no shlichus anyway. They'll tell me there's no shlichus. Who cares? There's never shlichus. What is it to begin with? V'davadavar. So V'davadavar should apply even if the action can be done Saturday night. Still V'davadavar. It's the one that I've come to. That's what I thought. Shmir Shabbos still costs a pasta and it's mutter. They wrote him a letter. He wrote me back, but I have it in my pocket. No. It's a carrot. Here he's making. I'm not. So, I saw this. So what the sources did in Shavarah. There's a Mechaba like it. Mechaba says, and it's quoted anymore, that's Kufnun. That's the thing I quoted you before. The Ferish Mechaba is making. It's hard to argue, but it's hard to argue. The Mechaber says like this, Mutter Rav L'Chaveiro, Hanira Be'enech HaShetuk Alam Hanira Erev. Half a piece of the Tov Kach Be'en HaShetzorach Lo Erev Shpistofo. Still Mutter, it's a Gemara that Kuf Nun.
What do you tell
the name? Hanira Be'enech HaShetuk Alam Hanira Erev. How do you translate that?
The Gemara says three levels, two levels. Doesn't say
it's not talking about it more. That's the Lashon of the Gemara, the Lashon of the Mechaber. Same Lashon. Right?
The things that you
now
like to say is...
So he said, if she was perish, that's Mutter to give this indirect hint, right? This hint from Shabbos to Matzah Shabbos. All right, Baruch? That's what I answered, that he's not doing Malach. He didn't say Malach at all. He didn't say anything. That's why I thought he said the Dabba Dabba. He didn't mention the Malacha. However, it is, the next line is, it's not in the Gemara, it's in the Rambam. Haba lo yom alo hayena choni mil erev. Don't say, hayena choni mil erev. Nah. Why? What's wrong with that? If he said this, there's no Malacha mentioned at all, so he would say hayena choni mil erev. That was part of that discussion. In fact, it's a Rashi, I don't think he used the Rambam. The Rashi just seems to say it's, he didn't mention the Malacha. Hook the Rambam. He says it. Because the reason. Doesn't say the Dabba Dabba. Because I'm self-deprecating. Because I'm self-deprecating. Business! Ain't a part of his business. Come, I'm hiring you for tonight. It's business. So apparently, business is only if it's contractual, if it's really a firm agreement. When you're talking to the look, you're talking to the Mises. I wonder if some of you will be able to come tonight. That can't be characterized as business. Even though it's communication, but that's not considered business. Say, hey, yeah, I'm calling the letter, that's called business. Because the Rambam doesn't say that, it's self-exercise. So I thought the right there was no right. And if it's the right or right, the boss is always correct, should we come up that it's us? So I still believe it's us. The right for me is not a right. What? What about back in the letter? I got up this week. Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. We'll be back up on this book. And call the Chava and Mavsid. Yeah. Look at this Raya. I says, without a dove, ain't it nearly? Well, Raya, indeed, the Lord, he gave him off of right? And still, you tell them, well, he wrote the Shabbos Kodesh about the Mitzvah. Look, but according to me, he's telling them tomorrow, right? He's assuming that the Machmir and David are about the Mitzvah. Ain't a finale. I'm assuming, my own Allah assumes that Dibur and David are about the Mitzvah, which I think is true. So, you know, so go on, you understand, he's going on and on. That's all he says. Was it what? What? Cool. All right. Fine. Now, what about the indirect remez, what's called? The remez of what the Mr. Brewer talks about. Oh, it's light in here. Can't sleep. Or Haner Eino Meir Yomrei. You know, they used to have the candles that weren't so good, and there was like little pieces on it, and we wanted to get the glider to take that piece away, so the nail would light better. So the Mishnah Berurah is Megill. What's the cost of our Megill? How can we Megill? What's the difference between this kind of a remiss and the other remiss? Terence says one mentions the need only, and one mentions the desired activity. What's the difference? So I think it was a lecture very well for the mind of Allah. Why? Because the Mahara, what's the Mahara? The Easter Shlicha doesn't exist. Forget it. In Shlicha, what's the difference? This and that, there's no difference. The old Easter is only one of the David Dava. So the David Dava is only if you mention the Pu'ullah Asura. You're mentioning whoever puts the light down on the roof. You're mentioning puts the light out. You're mentioning a Malach. You have to say it's dark in here. So what's the David Dava? I didn't say anything. You can't get me on the David Dava. Even in the other, in the more direct, it's not considered Shlich, it's Kavach HaMa over here. So what's that very well actually put them on the house. So that's what? No, it's the Shabbos. I can tell them they're on Shabbos, it's just light in here. Turn the lights off. Why are you not missing? What is it? There's no Issa. There's no Shlich. There's no Madame Adonis. There's no Madame Adonis.
It's light and light. And why is it not
Jews? You're asking a separate question. Is it Isser of Hanon and Rechus Nachman? We haven't gotten to that yet. There's a separate Isser with the Rabban and Hanon and Rechus Nachman. So why does that apply over here? The answer is Hanon and Rechus Nachman is only a positive. And since we're trying, darkness is only a negative, right? So the Yom HaShchoshah, darkness is just the absence of light. So it's not going to say that positive Hanoah turns the light off, right? And the case that Meir Eino Meir Yomrei, Mr. Brewer takes pains to explain, it's only mutter, we could read the Dovah now. If a light, the candle is a little, you know, it's a strain, it's not pleasant. It's not, again, not considered a tangible Hanoah, but it could have been anyway, they're straining your eyes. So the fact that you're not straining your eyes, not considered Hanoah. If it was pitch black and say it's dark, and then go ahead and put the light on, then you're right. Even though you didn't bother any Easter directly, you have to walk out of the flash on it. So what good is it doing? No, no, sure not. Totally there.
What do you do in the case where you said you went on? You opened the refrigerator for places with you. Two cases. So you left, forgot to turn the light off, and you opened the refrigerator and find out the hard way?
Yeah. So call the guy. No, I would say call the guy. Right?
Or can you call the phone?
She's correct.
Or one could tell him directly to turn it off, to unscrew the light. Why? Why?
No problem then.
Why? No, no problem. Probably it's a good reason. Let's move to the next time. Shrush to shrush. You know about that? Shrush to shrush. Like in Kabura, shrush to shrush, huh? I gave you like a test application or something. Shrush to shrush. So we assume that Shabbat our past is that shrush to shrush is both of our permits. So how is it? So we have to start over. The shrush is not good for the Rabbah Mitzvah. So here I say the shrush to shrush. Why? Because turning off, unscrewing a light bulb in the refrigerator is the Rabbah Mitzvah now. This is the right over there. It's Kibu. That's the Rabbah Shem Shri Chalikus. So it's the Rabbah Mitzvah. So shrush to shrush is not the Mitzvah. Then what's the Mitzvah? The Mitzvah is that you should spoil your food with your Shabbos. So I'm glad I was on this. I'll take a time back in that case. What about the other case? Where you remember while the refrigerator is still closed that, I forgot to tape it down. I think it's about the different reason. It's possible to say that a meal enough is about the Rambam situation. Which means that you're telling them I'm going to do this. The Rambam says, it's on the Mishnah Berurah here. It's the Ferish. You don't have to take it.
Mishnah Berurah a few times.
You don't have to take it. So before Shem Ramah, Ramah said in Europe, they're a very interesting custom. They'll permit to tell the guy to put the furnace on because it's hot, cold, cold, and hate the lakor, so I've seen them. That they're all squeezing. So they had a head of Ramah, Shulchan Machara. Tell the guy, it's like a cold, tell the guy to put the furnace on. After they pull a fast one. Quickly before the guys walk in, they quickly take the chunk and put it on top of the furnace. So when they got in the front of time, lo and behold, they have hot shelf an hour later. Oh, amazing. So the question is, does that most make them perish in that case? How's going to be? The time to do a malach, the time to do a malach, the time to do as much. I, of course, something else to do. Sick ratio. So why not put them? First, I'm here enough with that. On both counts of work. I get two reasons. On both counts of work. I'm not trying to do this. But I'm trying to do this. It's perfectly permissible. Open the door. What's opening the door? I, of course, a light that I did open the door. There's no mirror on a light. And same with shlichus. I made a shlich to do this. It led to that. I didn't make a shlich on that. So the problem I make when I deal with another situation. That's what I'm most making.
And then once it's open, then you come to
the door? Well, probably tell me now, please turn it off.
Too late,
I can't
fish. I
can't. Tell them to know. Shrush to shrush to mock a mitzvah. What's the hazard? Shrush to shrush to mock a mitzvah. What kind of business is this? What kind of business? Why should they mock a mitzvah? What's this about? Why should they mock a mitzvah? You don't find mitzvahs not be served about. So we can pass the seventh hour. What's the main reason why I'm building up the exhaustion is because of shlichus, right? Shlichus. Since when is a shlichus enough to work? Since when is a shlichus enough? Since when? Well, for Shabbat and Gemara. But the Messiah, by Shabbat and Gemara, the Messiah, by Chasima, by Naftali. So it's a teiku. Why is it teiku there as well? I'm not sure which way it goes. So one could take shot. Suffering, I'm not sure what to do. So my derais is a machmir, but the rabbon is a maker. Maker on two grounds, either because it's a take for the Gemara, or it's a zero and zero. So those are the rabbon to begin with, so they didn't make a chance to do the Gemara.
Yeah,
Shabbos Shidduch of the Chavra. If that's true, the Shabbos is a Kabbalah Lisser. That could have been an assumption. The question is that, what about the Kabbalah Lisser? Because the shliach would it, okay, but it could be on the back of the right, on the back of the bottom, it's possible. Because it's only there, but the Rambam says it's there, you can't do it yourself. Right? I don't know if it's shliach of the chumra, I don't know if it's kalai, and if it's, chivas, parents, that's the Rambam's touching up. What's it, why should it be shliach of the chumra, by God? Because you may do it yourself. That's how the Rambam touched up the whole world there. So, but the Rambam, it's not even with it. It's like there, it's there, it's saying about the kula, the table. That's the question. I'm overkill. I was just building an overkill. Why overkill? This, what I said is true. So shush, you want to stop. Stop it. Stop it. Then you must wait until the listen. So I thought perhaps you could say that the Zabesh needs the other dimension. Namely what? Dabadabar. The Dabadabar is Buddhist. It's not going to be helped by stepping shush to shush. So the davadava is needed to knock, the dra mitzvah is needed to knock out the davadava. It's kind of stupid, like I said earlier. A deeper is looking at the mitzvah. You know what I'm saying? That was a tremendous chiddush. Quote will come out of chiddush niflut. Come out of chiddush niflut, namely, that shrush to shrush, the air of Shabbos, might be looking at the mitzvah. No, maybe follow the logic. Shrush to shrush, right? As I said, shrush to shrush, stop it a little bit. Because it's zero, it's like the Rona, whatever. But the only reason why you got it is to knock out the Dabba Dabba. So it should come out of the Friday of Shabbos, might be Mutter. Shwitz and Shwitz, whatever of it. I never saw him say it. The Rona was developed in this way, that is the perish. But this is a bit of a lima score, so a lot of Jews apparently do this. They do Shwitz and Shwitz and Mutter Mitz. Well, Shalom and Mutter Mitz, Mayor of Shabbos. I'll give an example. Told that very, very distinguished Rabbonim, by the Chachamim, honored by major Torah institutions, have in their businesses we call an answering service. And it was on Shabbos. Someone asked us a few years ago, and so I said, it's us, right away, it's us. I said, but he had it, and he's.
From an union
answering service? Yeah, not a famous book, talking about a secretary. So I said, ah, it's us, finished us. I said, I have to be positive about it. So she said to me, us. So then, I went to the Indian, looked for care, but I said, maybe you have to find a legal source after all. She said, I'm talking to talk about it. Who would, you know, you're the person, you have no idea what this is. So how could it be? And they said, you have to shy about it. You have to shy about somebody. So I'm not sure we have to shy about it. So I thought maybe the possible, this is the possible occasion. What are you telling? You're telling a guy to operate a telephone. Right. What's wrong with the telephone? Well, two things wrong with the telephone. One, lights go on. Right. That's all the situation. You don't get a light. You're not telling to put the light on. Well, switchboards here, there. There are a lot of sort of lights go on. I want to put up a thing like this coming. That's all you want. That's the situation. So therefore, the situation may not be good. No. I don't know what else you're doing. You're making a circuit, completing a circuit. Nope. That's very likely only my brother. We discussed how this is gone as a Shura Rabbana. What's your brother? It's a Shura to Shura, right? So what? So I always told all along, it's a Shura to Shura, big deal. Shura to Shura is also awesome. What's that? Shura to Shura is also awesome. Right? No, it's not me, it's not. It's not me, it's not. It's making it another $1 million. Like whatever. I should go to what we have. Lose the business, all right? So what? Whenever a person goes to the world of shop, he loses the business. And that business that you're supposed to lose. Maybe that would be for this question. Shrush to shrush, the air of shop, it's not even what to do when I'm up on it. I don't know. It's a Kiddush Nifl. What's the difference?
The whole boundary is
Kiddush Nifl. No, it's not a shop. It's a different crash. No, something. Amir and Achri, you don't go to Sashem.
What's the Amir and
Achri? It's
work
from Allah,
say,
always. No. What's that? That's I wanted to work 7 days a week. First of all, he doesn't work 7 days a week. Now he works on Shabbos. But if you look at 7 o'clock, you can't tell a guy, this is Mr. Guy, I want every day at 10, 9 in the morning, you cook me a cup of tea. You can't come cook me a tea on Shabbos.
What about the newspapers?
You should order a newspaper chance. Order 5 days a week newspaper, but you can. Huh? Can you?
Yeah,
it's not a big can. Of course, but then I'll be good at that.
Six
to five.
With those six
in the shelf, another reason, I think you said it was just a little bit. No, you should order only 5 days a week. What? Telling Mr. Sulzberg, I'm assuming he's a government out, rather than manage there. Telling Mr. Sulzberg to print the newspaper on Shabbos.
Doesn't anybody know the city or something?
What?
In fact, in Pittsburgh,
I believe you're going to
be in the city. If every Jew would tell Sulzberg that not to print me a paper on Shabbos, he'd print heavy things.
Doesn't this go by the road? Let's say
for real. Someone cook up tea for Jones, Smith, and Greenwald. Say, cook me tea. He's cooking for Jones, he's cooking for Smith. Not only that, even if the guy cooks only for Smith, he's still not eating to drink the tea. Because maybe with the Navi next time the color. So how do you order this paper chance? That's the question. That's the only question. They don't type everyone out. They just press a button on the counter. Right? The counter says, how many times with a million copies? It's a million. Set it for 1 million. So when you take, right, when you say no, but the change from 999,000, 999. All right. All right, so good. That's the question. So Shlomo Zalman asks, what about Shmuel Shabbos? It's only a grubber. Is that true? It might depend. In other words, if the counter is running, like, let's say I press the button, the machine starts to write up the newspapers, and then I adjust the counter from 10 to 11, right? That's grubber, no? But if I adjust the count from 10 to 11, then press the button, I'm not so sure it's grubber, because then when you press, that pressing is
a
call
yachol. That 11 is also specific
when you press
the button
after
you use it to
count
the
11,
you
do not
go up
to the 11.
Only 1 plus,
because
that's
what the count is. Why? Because it's a matter of the year, because I'm cooking up 10 days from 11 to this. No? Right? 11 is the dice of meat.
11 is newspaper.
Not why only one, not one. So get all your friends together. You get
let's assume that it's outside of order. The question is whether you can read it. So Hotzah should not make a difference. Because even if someone did Hotzah for you, you're like, yeah, I'm not.
That's a Machlokes
Tosfos.
What about
if you live in New Jersey? Do you order
Yoru Yisrael. Yoru Yisrael also. Yimei Maya Matzah Ve'emto Masha Yoru Yisrael. Yoru Yisrael also. Now, why did they pick on Behema? Why not the Behema? It's a close to the Ketan and the Yitosis. When it comes to the Kiddush, that only Behema the Rasa Behema, by Yisrael, person is with the Behema. Why? Because he couldn't live without it. He could have gone down to the well, climbed down to the well, and could have drunk the water in there. So the fact that they go to the well...
What about if
you live in New Jersey, New York, and live in New Jersey,
Okay, so we'll have to see you next week with that. Wednesday.
Only two minutes there.
Why is Tumin different? Because Tumin is no change in effect. Like you mentioned, no real change in the object. So two by Tumin is not possible to make. But they say only Tumin. But the other Rabbanans, they say the others. You can't think that with Kapakosis. You can't have to be sure that all Rabbanans simply draw out. Okay. Now, right. Hang on to the nitty-gritty. Why is it that there's a din that Yisrael should come up, and say, the Rosh Hashanah Yisrael, but also the Hanon? What? Why would Hanon? Says, we have that Yisrael, the Rosh Hashanah, the Shogi, the Yachel, the Hosel, the Hashim, the Shor, the Lech, the Mazel, the Shul, the Mez, because it's Yiru, the Hanon, as the Nachel, the Shor, the Yisrael, the Shor, the Hosel, the Nachel, the Hosel, the Shul, the Hosel, the Hosel, the Hosel, the Hosel, the that you can't have enough, well, let us go. The next thing you know, it's all over the church. I have a very good day. Cool as a lot not for the happy clothes, the use of the head of the other. Well, that's what we very solid of. This is the Rabbana, and unfortunately, the Zalzo is not there. And the world, what's the world doing? I'm not happy. So, they had a sad one to the beginning. This is what the culture sheet. Rashi agrees. The Ram is like those for the reasoning, the Rashi, the Ram disagree and say no, it's a longish reasoning. It's a Maizu Shabbos. You know Maizu Shabbos, we have Maizu Shabbos. By Yisrael, it's a lot of Maizu Shabbos. It should be an old Yeshiva should be said, no? It should be a camera. Deep, right? Ooh, it's even throwing the Shabbos a little bit. And then here. Not fair. Yeah. But, we don't count by God. So Rashi and Rama and Ram is the same, it's the same thing. The same thing, you does it, you may not have any ammo. So who the God is the same thing? We're told you it's not this, it's their own way to themselves. So nice and sharp. The fundamental approach is Rashi against Tosis. My after me. Ooh, bunch of after me. One of these is a twist. The boy says, after Shalchan Rabbi Shul Yisrael,
it's also because of the Rashi Meraim.
Maizu Shabbos.
But then it's a question about what is the difference between Maizu Shabbos and Jew and Maizu Shabbos and God.
So there's a different decision here. Hold on, okay? So the Chnei Shiyas, tell me. The Chnei Shiyas is telling one baby says, it's got to be after Shalchan Rabbi Shul Yisrael. But if he is Yisrael, after Shalchan Rabbi Shul Yisrael. It's been a bit of a Shiyas. No. Of course not. She tells us. One tells us that two totally different things. One of them after tells us she's called Zer Shaviyon Rose. One is within Maizu Shabbos. So by Maizu Shabbos, the only thing she has is crazy. Because if she has, I don't even say it. But if she has, it's time to make sure you get no benefit whatsoever from your, from the going to law. If you get any benefit, whatever, next thing you'll tell yourself. So if there's no benefit, whatever it is, you have to wait for the she has. If you need the malachi, if you're on Shabbos, it's especially used to mark the Shabbos, don't have Shabbos. It's not used to mark the Shabbos. However, according to Shikas Rashi, that the two are basically the same as Yisrael, mark the Shabbos extended the Shiasa, which would require it to, cross of Shabbos. That's not to mean the other case, that the same mark the Shabbos would be strong, but the other not to mean the higher requirement of the Shiasa by a gross of the Shabbos of Yisrael. You define it after lovers or practical. One tells us, it's very practical consideration. Okay. Punish the offender, that's all. Make sure there's no game. Practical speaking. What the Russians say, love the Shabbat. My answer is Shabbat, that's the Shabbat of the Shabbat. I have to give it for example, the same stuff here is the closest beta. Shem Tov Shabbos. If you have to wait for the Shabbat on the second day, you have to wait for the next month, you're going to be ashamed. According to Rashi, the Lomu Shazaki, part of the Marashah. Heaven knows, they have told him, Shaykh Bush, the Marashah, right? You can grow up in the finger, you can be in the middle of the Hashem. According to the time of consideration, all the people in the world are not going to help you. You're still gaining. Rashi will have to get Hashem. It's the first time I thought Rashi told us this. Later, that's called pay. Well, that means all the same lines. Because how do you measure the Hashem, asked? Do you measure the law itself, or all the other things leading up to it, say he's picking cherries or It's a tree. It takes 20 minutes to pick all the cherries and eat the cherry pie. It also takes an hour to get there and an hour to get back. So you have to wait for 20 minutes or 2 hours, 20 minutes. It was because of the study of games, the top end of the protest, the low, low. So if he does it for me, so I can have an hour, and I'll tell him, you can have an hour. You and some group of it. The part of the Alright. Could be another last thing to come to in a second. Possibly like this. Well, God, we have done with the air, not just about the matters, and all the time they have to have it. The high ones of the children of Israel. What's the statute? Previous down, we went last week, that a guy comes and says, once put out a fire on the Shabbos. You say nothing to say this, because I'm not in a master. How can you do it? Forget about the Easter, about that meal, about the week.